"Surely you don't need such a very old piece of parchment," he said. "Why don't I just throw this away?" His hand moved towards the fire. "No!" said Harry, quickly. "So," said Snape, his long nostrils quivering, "is this another treasured gift from Mr. Weasley, or is it something else? A letter, perhaps, written in invisible ink, or instructions to get into Hogsmeade without passing the Dementors?" Harry blinked. Snape's eyes gleamed. Let me see, he muttered, taking out his wand and smoothing the map out on his desk. "Reveal your secret," he said, touching the wand to the parchment. Nothing happened. Harry clenched his hands to stop them shaking. "Show yourself," Snape said, tapping the map sharply. It stayed blank. Harry was taking deep, calming breaths. "Professor Severus Snape, master of this school, commands you to yield the information you conceal," Snape said, hitting the map with his wand. As though an invisible hand was writing upon it, words appeared on the smooth surface of the map. "Mr. Mooney presents his compliments to Professor Snape and begs him to keep his abnormally large nose out of other people's business."